Also on the top five today, US-led forces in Afghanistan continue to storm health facilities in villages, turning them into temporary jails and military bases. These attacks have greatly affected health services of aid groups there. Press TV's Faiz Khurshid has more from Kabul.
It is usually US nighttime house raids here that have been making headlines. But now it's also attacks on health facilities. And they're on the rise. It has been stated by Andreas Stephenson. He is the chief of the Swedish committee here in Kabul. This aid group is also a victim of such attacks. Andreas says NATO forces stormed into their health clinic last year and used it as a jail. It is the aftermath of the attack. These films were taken with cell phones of local staff there. Only destruction and some ammunition were left behind.
They barged into the clinic, they broke up doors. They kept the personnel that was there overnight, they kept them there, and they used the clinic as a detention center. So they brought in people that they suspected as opposition forces or opposition groups. They had interrogation there. They used it as a logistics hub.
It was the worst takeover of a medical facility, and of course, not the last one. Most aid groups are faced with this challenge. Some of them complain about Taliban-led attacks on their medical compounds, others about US-led ones. And Andreas says it is against all established rules.
We condemn it very seriously, and we claim and we have proof that, I mean, these are breaches against all established rules of engagement and the international conventions.
Access to health care is one of the pressing needs of Afghans. This need is felt very much when you travel outside Kabul. Some hospitals were built, though, but growing unrest is now greatly affecting the little progress that has been made over the past few years. Afghanistan is one of the three countries where polio is still very rampant. Child mortality is also among the biggest health problems. Reports here show that 1 out of 5 children die before reaching their 5th birthday. And people providing health services say if attacks on their compounds are not prevented, they won't be able to improve health care in this country. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.